What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up? What's up? According to the notifications, we are live. I am live. You know who I am. You know what I do. My name is Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds TV is the YouTube you on. Shout out to everybody who tuned in early this damn morning after Labor Day. So many of you are probably a little hungover. You was off yesterday. You had to go back to work today. And I took off yesterday. I didn't really do much of nothing because it was Labor Day. And you know, Labor Day is for people to chill and relax and not do much. But then again, let me keep it real with y'all. I was up last night. I started doing my own artwork and stuff like that. So I made this little collage of this what you're looking at right now. I made this screen right here. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that I had this looking good. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see you. It's early in the morning. I'm going to start doing stuff early in the morning. So I made this little thing. Don't forget, before I get into this, don't forget September 19th, Doggy Diamonds No Filter Live at Sony Hall in Times Square. That's 235 West 46th Street with Beanie Sigel will be my guest on stage, live on stage, Beanie Sigel. So make sure you pull up for me. The ticket link are in the description box. The ticket links is in the description box for you to purchase your ticket. Showtime is at 8 p.m. over at 11. Doors open at 6 p.m. So make sure you pull up for me. Make sure you pull up for me. September 19th, Sony Hall, Beanie Sigel, live in the building with me. No holds bar interview, as you know what I do. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. We definitely get that going. Make sure you get them likes up. Make sure you thumb up the video, because you know you're going to have some haters who are going, you know, hit some thumbs down and shit like that. So make sure you definitely get on there and, you know, hit that like button. I don't really be asking people to hit the like button, but I realize that the haters like to come and hit the thumbs down for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's me or whatever, they don't got shit else to do. So make sure you hit that like button. Also, make sure you subscribe and you click that bell for notifications. So every time I go live, you will get the notification. So you, if you are subscribed already, there's a bell next to the subscribe button that you got to hit to get notified. Every time I upload a new video and every time I go live, you will get notified right to your phone via text, or you can get it via email, or both, I believe. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. If this is your first time here, if you've been here, and you already been rocking with me for a little while now, make sure you hit that bell. Hit that bell. So make sure you hit that bell so you can get the notifications. So again, Sony Hall, September 19th. Two weeks away, man. September 19th. Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast live on stage. So you can come check me on stage live doing the interview. Live on stage, you could come witness me do an interview, Beanie Sigel, at Sony Hall. You can see that. Tickets are $35, $40 at the door. VIP passes is $55. Like I said, the first people who show me VIP tickets, I'm going to bring you backstage with me and Beanie Sigel. If you want to get your ticket, you can get your ticket right from the description box below. I'm also going to put it in the comment box so you can get your tickets. Get your tickets now. So, that's what it is. All right, so let's get it. You hear planes going past. That's how real it is. The planes start flying and all that. So let's get it. What happened? So I was sitting here chilling, right? Minding my goddamn business. And then I just see this Machine Gun Kelly rap devil come past. And I'm like, Machine Gun Kelly rap devil Eminem diss. So I'm like, hold up. Machine Gun Kelly responded to Eminem. So let me check this out. Now, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. And I'm not going to be, you know, I keep it real. I am not a hypocrite. I do not be on no sucker shit. I do not listen to Machine Gun Kelly. I probably heard a Machine Gun Kelly song in passing, but I've not checked for Machine Gun Kelly. The only thing I know about Machine Gun Kelly is that I guess he smashed Amber Rose, and that was it. That's all I really knew, because that was all over, you know, the tabloids and shit like that. But I never listened to Machine Gun Kelly. So this might be the first time that I listened to Machine Gun Kelly. So I listened to Rap Devil. The beat came on. I was like, okay, it's rocking a little bit. This is rocking. So when he started rapping, I'm like, this is a hook. So anytime I hear a diss record with a chorus, it automatically takes me to Back to Back, Drake. So whenever you do a chorus on a rap diss, you're automatically making it a record. It possibly could get played in the clubs and all that. So I was like, oh, he was smart. He did a chorus. So when he was like, what's the first lines, how he opened it? Let me make sure that I get it right, because I don't know it off top. So he's like, hey, somebody grab some clippers. His fucking beard is weird. Now, this would make me laugh about that line, because I was looking at Eminem one day and I was like, yo, is his beard dyed? Because when Eminem came out, he had blonde hair and he didn't have no facial hair. So to see him with black hair and then like, or whatever color his hair is, and then it's like a beard, he just always looked different to me. And not because, you know, he looks funny, but because I never was used to seeing him with facial hair. So just seeing him like that, it was just like, it just looks weird to me. So when he said it, I was like, see, I thought it was just me that thought he looked a little weird. Like some people was trying to say that Eminem was like cloned or some shit like that, cloned or whatever the case may be. But he just always looked like Eminem in these days looks really, really funny to me. Like I can't put my finger on it. Something just looks different about him. I don't know if it's because his hair is black. I don't know. It could be that, but something about him looks weird. So when he talked about his beard, I was like, yo, I thought it was just me, but it ain't my thing to comment on dude's mustache and facial hairs and all that shit. I don't do that shit because that shit is weird, but I just thought it did look weird. So long story short, he just started bombing on Eminem. And the flow was crazy. The beat was crazy. And I was like, oh shit, like he really, really might have got somebody that really need to look into his career now. So the thing about what made it dope to me was I really have to look into Machine Gun Kelly's music now. I might have to really go look back and say, oh shit, let me see what this kid is about. Because, like, again, I always slept on him. I never really looked into the tattoo rocker look who rapped. You know, it always reminded me of Kid Rock, somebody who I looked at as Kid Rock got his credibility from hip-hop and then was like, fuck hip-hop, I'm doing rock. You know what I'm saying? And then kind of, like, shitted on hip-hop a little bit. So I thought the Machine Gun Kelly diss was dope. I think it's very, very good for hip hop right now. I think this is the first person, but let's not forget Ja Rule Loose Chains was a dope diss record. I know everybody hated Ja Rule at the time because of the momentum, but they jumped Ja Rule. Let's just keep it real. They jumped Ja Rule. Busta Rhymes jumped in. 50 Cent jumped in. 50 Cent been on Ja Rule. And Eminem, they jumped Ja Rule. So when I looked at the shit and I was like, yo, he said it on Eminem after Eminem threw a little line at him. He said it on, like, and then he made a good record. You know what I'm saying? He made a good record. Now, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Although Eminem's content is not what I'm into, his content is not what I'm into. Eminem, he can rap. So if we going to sit here and act like Eminem can't rap, we would be lying. He can rap. It's just that what he's rapping about is not what I'm into. But then again, what else is he supposed to rap about? You know what I'm saying? He's not going to, you know, if he started rapping about busting guns and you know, all that shit, I guess I wouldn't respect it, but he can rap. Now, but Machine Gun Kelly, he took it there. He said a lot of shit in there that, if it's true, was crazy, because at the end of it all, when you think about, you know, when his weather start changing, when it's like September, then it's hot as hell one day, then it's cold at night, that little cold start fucking you around. So forgive my little cough. But he actually, you know, took it there with Eminem. He actually took it there. And if some of the things that he said, see, one thing about I like about hip hop is when hip hop is true, like when he's saying it's true in the rap, that always makes it a better rhyme. So somebody got a question, Sway, is he really banned from getting played on Shade 4-5? But at the end of the day, I can understand that. Like, I would ban you too if you diss me. Why would I want you played on my radio station? If you think you're gonna diss me, I'm gonna post your video on my website. Nah, we not doing that. So I get that. But when he was like, he called Diddy, you know, let's get into some of the lines that he said in the diss song that made it stand out to me. When he was like, so, you know, he called the shit Rap Devil first and foremost, because Eminem had a song called Rap God. They both was throwing up some crazy ass hand signals, so they probably both down with some whatever. You know what they down with. We ain't gotta really talk about that. But I think that all of this started because Machine Gun Kelly said Eminem daughter was hot. You know, and I don't know why that would make you mad if at the end of the day, if somebody say your daughter is hot, it's a difference between saying your daughter is hot and then saying, yo, his daughter is hot and I want her to give me some head, or yo, I can't wait to fuck his daughter in the ass or some shit like that. You know, some people saying she was underage. I see Carlos Brigante and William Sharp saying she was underage. But at the end of it all, how old was Machine Gun Kelly when he said that? You know what I'm saying? So to me, I'm not commenting on nobody's child. It's like Nas' daughter. Nas' daughter is pretty as hell. But the fact that she's Nas' daughter, I guess we don't say nothing about Nas' daughter because she's Nas' daughter. You know what I'm saying? But we not supposed to say she's pretty. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I guess, me personally, like I said, I'm not going to talk about nobody's child. I'm not going to talk about a 16-year-old or whatever the case may be. But then at the same time, like if he disses his daughter, then you straight up and down, you bark on that dude. You don't go on no little like crusade to like ban him or nothing like that. You tell him straight up and down, yo, don't fuck with my daughter. She's 16 years old. I'll fuck you up. I wouldn't do no campaign against somebody. I wouldn't hit nobody up and just say, you know, yeah, I want him to apologize. And if he don't apologize and all that, cut it out. Because when we talk about Eminem, Eminem has talked shit about everybody. So if we gonna be hold some type of standard for what Machine Gun Kelly said about his daughter that might have started it, Eminem said some wild shit in his raps that's forever on platinum records that sold millions, 10 million. So we can't be just holding, Eminem can't be try to have somebody morals. You know, he can't try to judge somebody on morality. Like, you talked about my daughter, she was only 16. Like, yo, you said all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? You said all types of shit. Although me personally, I would not talk about somebody's daughter. I wouldn't personally talk about anybody's daughter. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't say somebody's daughter's hot. I just wouldn't do it. Maybe say it behind closed doors or whatever the case may be, but I ain't going to say somebody's daughter's hot, especially if she's 16 years old. But when you the type of individual that Eminem is, you would think that he wouldn't be, you know, angry at the shit. But anyway. So, why y'all talking about Murder Mook and this shit? Murder Mook ain't got nothing to do with none of this shit. Anyway. So, Eminem threw shots on the album. Machine Gun Kelly makes a whole record. So, you know, at the end of it all, this is all great for hip-hop. Some people saying white-on-white crime. The only good thing about it is that... You see a planes going past and shit? This shit real. Only good thing about it, you might not hear... nobody might not get shot. You know, nobody might not get beat up in the club or some shit like that behind this. This might just strictly be wax. And Eminem, if Eminem has to respond, we give everybody else a time frame. We tell everybody when they got to respond. Eminem got to respond within the next 48 hours. And I don't want to see no D12 jumping in. I don't want to see nobody else saying that. I don't want to hear no 50 Cent shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Let Eminem handle Eminem beef. All that back in the days, everybody jumping in, that shit is corny. You know what I'm saying? That shit is corny. Eminem gotta respond because somebody said it on you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said it on you. You know, and everybody else who got at Eminem, right? They didn't stand a chance because of the internet wasn't what it is today. I'm reading as y'all typing at the same time. The internet gives everybody a chance. It evens the playing field. Even though Eminem has and coined the phrase or the word stands, he got people who will never admit that he lost. You know? They'll never admit that Eminem lost. Or he's losing, or it's a good, you know, diss. Even Bizarre of D12 said it was a good diss. So, you know, it is what it is. So, they said he got 10 p.m. Detroit time. So, Eminem already responded. Y'all saying he responded. If he didn't respond, I'm going to block you from the fucking chat room. I'm blocking you from now on. Because y'all be talking dumb shit sometimes. And y'all be trying to get motherfuckers to come to your page and shit like that. I'm not having it. Stop motherfucking trolling shit. So, hip-hop has been good. Hip-hop has been good. When we think about it, Murder Mook and A-Verb brought something great to battle rap. This Eminem album, although, again, it's not my cup of tea, it's an album that got everybody talking based off all the diss records. And somebody took, like, fuck that, you ain't dissing me, I came back. Right? So, everybody's talking about hip-hop. So, this is a great time. This is a great time to be a part of hip-hop where it's battle-based. You know, we see a lot of trolling. We see a lot of disses and all that shit. But we rarely hear records. So, the fact that we're hearing records, the fact that Drake threw a few bars... a song at Pusha T, and Pusha T went crazy. This is where hip hop need to be. You know what I'm saying? This is where hip hop need to be, where people are going in the booth. Because regardless, I don't care about the antics. I don't care about the tweets. I don't care about the lives. I don't even care about the interviews. Even though, you know, I do interviews, but I do like to hear bars. And he put out some bars. So anybody that it's not has nothing to do. Like, listen, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Eminem, this is his forte. These diss records, he's gonna. First of all, listen. If he responds to Machine Gun Kelly, he's probably gonna multi-syllable the fuck out of him. It's probably gonna be. So, what I say is that Eminem needs to dumb this shit down all the way. Not that. Never do. I don't want to hear that shit. Dumb this shit down all the way and just go bars. Bars. Now, Eminem is, he can go crazy. We ain't going front. But I don't want to hear that lyrical, miracle, zyrical, biblical, dibber-do. I don't want to hear that shit. I want to hear some simple shit that I could sit back. Somebody said, no ouch, no Oscar the Grouch Eminem. Yeah, he needs personals. He needs facts. He needs all that shit. You know what I'm saying? He needs all that shit. He needs to just sit back and just really, really go there. Eminem, you are considered to be a rap god. Like I said, this God versus the devil shit is just kind of crazy. But no, I'm just looking at, I'm reading the chat room, so pardon me. I'm just reading some of the things y'all saying. Shout out to everybody in the chat. We got over 500 people today. Maybe I got to start going live early in the day again. Because I be, you know me, I be going live at midnight and shit. So I got to start going live early. Now, this is what I need, right? And then we got to keep it real. We going, if we love hip-hop like we all say we do, and we all support hip-hop culture, and we love music, we really, really, really have to keep it real. If Eminem shit is whack, if he responds and the shit is whack, we really gonna have to keep it real and say the shit is whack. We gonna have to do that, because I know a lot of y'all love Eminem so much, y'all be refusing to say when the shit is corny. Y'all just still really, really be like, nah, that shit was dope. He killed it. And I'd be like, come on, man. Only way the people that you fuck with is going to get better is if you tell them it's not good. You know what I'm saying? I was up at 4 a.m., but you know, I got to work. I got to go get me a motherfucking haircut. I got an interview today, so I'm going to the office. Yeah, let's get them thumbs up, man. Let's get them thumbs up. Like the video. You see this? Watch this. Here we go. What the hell happened? Why my scene ain't changed? Okay, here we go. Like the video. Oh, now my motherfucking scene don't want to change and shit. Anyway. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you do everything that you need to do. See, you subscribe, hit that bell, make sure you like the video. But you know what though? Again, I don't want to be a cornball or a hypocrite. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I don't really know much about Machine Gun Kelly. I'm not going to act like I'm a fan. And I'm not going to act like I'm a fan because I'm, you know, I'm not going to act like I'm into it because I'm on some Eminem hate shit. I probably, you know, I might go look at Machine Gun Kelly catalog. But catalog for catalog, all I do know is Eminem catalog. And I do like Eminem's first two albums, I believe. I do like the first two albums that he did. You know what I'm saying? But after that, like I said, I think it was when Eminem made I Am. It wasn't a bad record, but when he started yelling that I am, whatever you say I am, if it wasn't, then why would I say I am? When he started that style, which that line is a Rakim line, by the way. When he started that style of yelling, I didn't really like him after that. Because he started yelling on everything. He just started sounding really angry on a lot of shit. I like Eminem when he was kind of playful. Hi, kids. Do you like violence? You want to stick? See, you know what I'm saying? Because the beats was just really dope. You know what I'm saying? I think when Eminem started, when he started producing a lot of his music, I didn't really like it. I definitely liked when Dr. Dre was doing his shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, let's stay on topic. Machine Gun Kelly. we gonna listen to your shit now. Now, I guess he ain't got nothing to do with Machine Gun Kelly, because I don't know if he's on Bad Boy. Is he on Bad Boy anymore? Is Machine Gun Kelly on Bad Boy? I don't know. I don't think he's on Bad Boy anymore. So, let me see something. So, yeah. So, let's see what some of the things he said. He said, let's talk about the fact you actually blackballed a rapper that's twice as young as you. Let's call Sway. And that's why I can't go on Shade 4-5 because of you. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact that your last four albums, it is bad as your selfie. Now, this is the problem with reading raps in your voice and not in the flow to the beat. This shit sounds trash sometimes. So you gotta really be on that beat and in that flow. That's why I don't really like transcribe lyrics too much, because you gotta almost read it like the person kicked it, because you'd be like, man, that shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? But I think it was a dope. I think the flow was dope. I think the music the music was a good choice. And in fact, hold up. Nah, Prince Powers, you wrong. That's because it's trash, bro. No, listen though. We gotta give him credit though, right? Let's give Machine Gun credit, right? He shot a video too. He shot a video. We gotta give him credit for shooting the video. I ain't really with all the shirt off shit and the dude looking like he 65 pounds soaking wet and the crazy tattoos and all, but he shot a video. So, you know, Cleveland, I know y'all, you know, shout out to Cleveland. I know that y'all are reeling because LeBron left. But I don't know. Y'all might have to be proud of one of y'all hometown people, because Machine Gun Kelly took on Eminem. Listen, Eminem has been throwing disses and darts at mad rappers, right? And many rappers have been scared to respond because of the backlash and the power that Eminem has. Facts. Many people have not really responded to Eminem or wanted to just be honest and say his shit is whack or something has been whack because of the power that Eminem has. The Interscope power, the Shade 4-5 power, and Machine Gun Kelly actually just didn't give a fuck and was like, yo, fuck it. I'm already on the ropes. This dude already motherfucking blackballed me. He already, you know, so-called, allegedly called Puff. He already had Paul Rosenberg get Interscope to try to shelf me. He already had Sway not playing my records. I ain't got nothing to lose. So I respect that. I respect somebody with their back against the wall and they ain't got nothing to fucking lose and they go there. We have to respect that, if nothing else. He didn't cower. This is the biggest stage of his life right now. This is the biggest stage of Machine Gun Kelly's life right now. This is so big for him that if this works out for him in his favor, unless Eminem just completely destroys the hell out of him, which is very possible. Hey, he having his moment, and we gotta respect that moment. We gotta respect that moment from Machine Gun Kelly, that he really was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. So, with that, I'm not gonna keep y'all in here all day. I just wanna say, I had to comment that Machine Gun Kelly, salute to him. Alicia Matthews says something that's really deep in this chat room. I don't respect the gatekeepers, blackballers. I don't respect the gatekeepers, the blackballers. The last should be the first, and the first should be the last. I don't respect that either. I really, really don't respect people who blackball people. I do not believe in gatekeepers. That's why I stick to myself. I don't run in these little circles because I believe in giving everybody a shot. So that's why you see me interview everybody. That's why you see me interviewing people who you be like, why the fuck you interviewing him? All you got to do is make a record I like or a song that I like, then and I'm fucking with you because I'm a fan of music. So whether you made a song 20 years ago I like or you made a song I like yesterday, I want to fuck with you because it's about the music. It's not about your politics. I'm not really into the politics. I'm into the music. So if you made a song I like, even if nobody else liked it, I want to interview you. And I think that's what a lot of hip-hop media should be about. But you see, it's about politics. I'm not really into the politics. That's why when nobody wanted to interview Max B, I did it. Went on to be a classic interview. Went on to be one of the biggest interviews, the first big interview of my life, and his biggest interview ever. You know, so because I wasn't into the politics. I was just into, you know, I was just into fucking, hold on, let me get somebody out the chat room. Let me get you out of the chat room. Okay. When you talk shit to me, you gotta go. You ain't gotta agree with me, but you ain't gonna be talking shit to me in my shit. And the whole shit about the game is that many people don't realize what I did because I wasn't on camera and it said Forbes DVD on the lot or it said the Come Up DVD on the lot, but I was the man behind a lot of shit. A lot of shit. And I'm gonna start putting a lot of my interviews on this channel because people forgetting the shit that I did. So I gotta remind motherfuckers because y'all think I'm some new motherfucker. People who know, know. But it's people who really think I'm a new dude and talking about, oh, this person is bigger than you or blew up over you. And I'd be like, you don't even know what the fuck you talking about. Anyway. So shout out to everybody who's, I definitely helped start World Star Hip Hop. This is a fact. Not on the technical side, but I sparked the brain for them to start that website. You know what I'm saying? Because they was using all my interviews in the beginning, which the site has been revamped, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Max B interview is number one interview of all time. They have not topped that yet, and they never will. And then my Ali Vegas is crazy. 2.4, maybe 5 million views right now. You know what I'm saying? How I sound like the mad rapper because I'm stating facts? Why people will always be saying I'm mad? Dude, I'm not mad. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm healthy. Sometimes you got to let people know. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let people know. People be thinking I'm a new Jack. So I got to let people know. Nah, I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I really, really, really love hip-hop culture. I really love motherfucking the artists. I really love the artists. I really love the music. Everybody don't know the music. Everybody don't love the music. You ever notice every interview I do, you look, I don't have no piece of paper in front of me. There's no questions. I don't have a computer open. None of that shit. It's just me and a person building. This is what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? This is what it's all about. So today, I'm about to get up out of here. I got to get ready. I don't have a haircut. I'm definitely looking like nobody cares about me and loves me. So I'm going to go get my haircut. I'm interviewing my brother, A.A. Rashid, today. I got a lot that... Come on, man. If you go back to the DVD era with interviews, you've been in the game for a minute. You really, really put it down. A lot of these dudes don't know nothing about DVDs. You know what I'm saying? I go back to the DVD era and then transfer it over to the internet first. I was podcasting before dudes was calling it podcasts. This is a fact. So it is what it is. Now I own my own podcast network, right? Well, it's podcast signed under me, but I be quiet. I don't be wanting to brag. I ain't trying to stunt on nobody. Know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to stunt. I ain't trying to stunt on nobody. I ain't trying to shit on nobody. I'm just stating facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm just stating facts. So it is what it is. You can get the tickets. Okay. Yeah, that's before I show my face. All right, you can get the tickets. If you look right here on the screen, if you look at on the screen, September 19th, Beanie Siegel live on stage at Sony Hall for Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. The tickets are right in the description box. You can go right to the description box right now and you'll see how to cop the tickets. It's right there, right at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Right at the bottom. So it is what it is. Hopefully, if everything goes well, I want everybody to keep me in their good graces. If you can, I should have some news tomorrow about this big announcement that I'm trying to make. So tomorrow I'm supposed to get more information besides this podcast. I got a lot going on, y'all. So sometimes it be seeming like I'm slacking on doing interviews and shit. I'm actually not. I got a lot of shit in the chamber. I'm just working behind the scenes. Remember, I am independent. Independent media. That's why I get to interview whoever I want and I get to talk about whatever I want, because they cannot tell me what to do. There is no script in front of me. All these other people got a script in front of them. Trust me. They got a script in front of them and they're told what they can and they can't say. The only person that I could say really, really says and do whatever the fuck they want is Joe Budden. And we gotta say Vlad. Everybody else, shit is scripted. This is a fact. So, on that note, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. Or an agenda, exactly. On that note, I'm about to get the fuck out of here. I gotta go get my hair cut. Shout out to everybody who came in the chat room today. Like I said, thumbs up the video. Like the video. Subscribe and hit the bell. You can see the animation on the screen right now. Subscribe and hit the bell. No, we ain't not gonna mention Star. Star is the OG. Star is the OG. Star is cut from a whole different cloth. So, you know, I don't not mention Star on purpose. It's just that he's so OG status that, man, listen, you know what I'm saying? Star is OG status and deserve everything, you know. Star deserve everything that he, you know, he gets, because he definitely set the precedent for a lot of things that we do, especially in his live world, in his media world, as far as radio and all that. Star is the OG, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely, you know, if it ever seemed like I'm not saluting Star, saying what I need to say in salutations to Star, I apologize, because Star is the OG and definitely gave me game. So I never would, you know, talk bad about Star, disrespect Star, because he's the OG, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely respect him, you know what I'm saying? Because that go without saying. If you know me, you know I respect Star, because he don't give a fuck friend to none of you niggas, you know what I'm saying? Oh, and I want to talk about that one day too. I think that was my biggest mistake. I try to be rappers' friends, and I think that definitely fucked me up, but I'll talk about that one day. I try to be people friend, and I try to have comrades in this business, and that shit backfired on me. But with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Well, a lot of people start. You said Dreddy Krueger said Star violated Aaliyah after she died. I don't fuck with him. Listen, man. At the end of it all, everybody gonna have a reason why they don't fuck with somebody or don't like somebody. It's cool, you know what I'm saying. But when do you forgive people? Aaliyah, you know, not saying. That we shouldn't care about Aaliyah, but that was a long time ago. If Star say apologize, I think us as people, we just don't forgive our people ever, but we forgive the people who kidnapped, raped, stole us, stole our land. We forgive the gentrifiers, but we don't forgive them. You know, it's funny though, because I had people say, well, I've heard people say through other people say, I don't fuck with Doggy Diamonds. I'd be like, yo, they don't even fucking know me. How you don't fuck with me? And then most of the people who say they don't fuck with me end up trying to do a podcast. So it's like, so y'all feel like y'all got to go through me or shit on me or have a beef with me to make yourself relevant or act like you don't fuck with me. Come on, man. Y'all all been watching my shit for years. Cut it out. So again, people are capable of making mistakes. People are capable of saying crazy shit. And at the end of it all, when do you forgive them? So if you ain't going to forgive somebody for something they said in 2001, 17 years ago, they didn't give you no good content in 17 years? Started and do nothing you liked in 17 years? It was 01, right? He said that? Come on, man. Anyway, y'all gonna keep me on here all day and I'm trying to cut this shit short. You know what I'm saying? Because I got shit to do. But let's see what happens with this whole battle thing. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if Eminem respond. How y'all like my graphics, man? I was up making these graphics all night and shit. You know, I was in Photoshop doing my thing. Everything you see in the screen, I made in Photoshop. So what y'all think about it, man? What y'all think about my graphics? I wanna know what y'all think. I think this shit look fire. I was like, yo, man, I made some shit. You know, I was all happy as hell last night. I was like, yo, I can't wait to show this shit tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So all the graphics y'all see, I be making my graphics and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be doing a lot of this shit. I find pictures, I do cutouts, and I be on there doing all types of shit. So I just want y'all to know, man, that I'm independent. I do be working. I do be working to make sure, you know, make a lot of shit. And mind you, I'm not great in Photoshop, but I be doing what I can do. You know what I'm saying? But I am independent. So, you know, I be busting my ass. You know what I'm saying? I really, really be busting my ass to bring different things to the game and to the culture. Yes, I am a Pisces, February 25th. So with that, I am independent. So if you feel it in your heart and you want to support my efforts, you could drop me a donation. $1, $2, $3, whatever you can. The link is in the description box to motherfucking donate. Or I could give you the direct link to the PayPal, which I will do right now. And I take donations, you know what I'm saying? I do take donations because I am independent. Like I said, I am independent media. And I take donations. So whether it's $1, $2, $3, whatever the case may be, I take it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I got to go. Matter of fact, I'm going to call motherfucking, I'm going to call Fendi in a few minutes and shit like that. So again, this is the donate link right here. This is the donate link right here. You know, it is what it is. So, all right, I got to get out of here. I will holler at y'all later on. I got to go get my hair cut. And I'm going to, I got an interview at the office later on. So, that's what it is. I'm going to holler at y'all later on. Y'all want a big Fendi interview? I'll make that call. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. Hope everybody have a good day. Everybody stay safe. Everybody stay happy. Follow me on all social media. Everything is Doggy Diamonds. Everything is Doggy Diamonds. DoggyDiamonds. Everything is Doggy Diamonds. Or motherfucking on everything. Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Everything. So with that, I gotta go. I'll holler at y'all later on. Peace. And hopefully, within the next 48 hours, Eminem respond. And Machine Gun Kelly is still alive, lyrically. Because Eminem can't possibly end that boy. We see what happens. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Did this.